WJTL, that's Zach Williams, Heart of God, Taya's For All My Life. Just before that, good morning, 721.
Weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies, a bit cooler than yesterday, high 58. Tonight, clear with a low of 34. Tomorrow for your winning Wednesday, sunny 57. Currently, it's sunny and 43.
We're enjoying hanging out with our friend Dana Myers. Dana, the Director of Charitable Giving at Brittany's Hope. Good morning again, Dana.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we love having you. We love all your team at Brittany's Hope. Share with everybody what you guys do.
Sure. Brittany's Hope aids orphaned and abandoned children worldwide. And we do that two ways primarily. One is by providing adoption grants for families who have the heart to adopt children with special needs, which is fabulous. So, and then the other is providing humanitarian support to our orphanages, to our partners in Kenya, Ethiopia, and Vietnam.
And you, first thing you said when you came in, November is Adoption Month.
November is National Adoption Month, and we have so many reasons to celebrate that. I know Fred certainly celebrates National Adoption Month
sure
with
do.
His family.
Yeah.
And we are blessed. Two of our staff members, Mylin Saad is our executive director, and Rachel Yoder, both are adopted. And they just serve as reminders of why it is so important every day to value every single life.
Yeah, amen. Now, you guys have a great event coming up. Folks could come out and not only support you, but find out more about what Brittany's Hope is doing.
Yes, we do. Saturday, December 3rd, Christmas at the Star Barn Village. So that's christmasatthestarbarnvillage.com. And it is, as Fred and I were talking over the break about special events and how sometimes all the money doesn't support the exact cause.
Yeah.
And at Brittany's Hope, 100% of everything that we do supports the children that we serve. And we are so blessed to have DAS, and which is located in Elizabethtown, and Food for Thought Catering. And of course, we have our events at the Star Barn. And so we are able to have that without any cost, so that every single dollar goes to help the children that we serve. So you have the opportunity to come out on Saturday, December 3rd. We have limited seating left for VIP between 7:30 and 9:30. There are 7:30, 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30. And that includes breakfast with Santa. And then general admission is 10 to 2, and that includes all the activities. So in addition to the breakfast with Santa for the VIP seating, then we have pony rides, cookie and cake decorating, barrel train rides, a lot of games, a lot of kids' crafts. It was, I have to say, last year was the first year I had the opportunity to go since I had just started at Brittany's Hope. And it was like walking into a winter Christmas wonderland with all the reasons about Christmas, like an old-fashioned Christmas. So it was just so amazing. And we're so lucky to have the Star Barn. You know, it's beautiful in
it
and
is
of
beautiful.
Itself. And
yeah,
then at Christmas time, it's like, you know, beautiful on steroids.
So, it's very cool. Brittany's Hope is having Christmas at the Star Barn Saturday, December 3rd. It's happening there at Star Barn Village. It's in Elizabethtown. Easy to find. ChristmasAtStarBarnVillage.com is where you can find out more. Or Brittany'sHope.org is another place.
Yes.
You can find out more information, too.
You bet.
Dana, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we love having you here. We're going back to the music. This is Chris Tomlin with Good Good Father on WJTL. Good morning.